I'm very grateful for Rilke because I signed the contract to prepare with Anita the year with Rilke just weeks before the sudden death of my husband of 56 years. Mm. And in that devastation and loss, I had to work on this book. And I had to be with Rilke. And I couldn't say, oh, I'm too weak. Oh, let me mourn. Oh, it's too much. I just had to pull up my socks and do it. And what a reward. It was as if I were being dipped in beauty. And then one day I found this quote and I put it in the book. And he says, I love, because he says a lot about death and the way he faced his death. And he did not take solace in an afterlife. So he just saw death belongs to life and can make us more alive. But Krista, listen to this. I put it on February 27th. The great secret of death, and perhaps its deepest connection with us, is this. In taking from us a being we have loved and venerated, death does not wound us without, at the same time, lifting us toward a more perfect understanding of this being and of ourselves. Get a load of that.
And they're beautiful words. And were you really able to inhabit those words when you're after your husband
had
died?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, you know, neither of us thought we were immortal. And we knew one would go first. And I was everlastingly grateful that we were in love and stayed in love. Particularly, it was like a falling in love all over again in our later years. And so there was a lot of cherishing. But I found that that quote that I just read you and that it's really engraved in the inside of my head is true. It's true. And that's what we're changing all the time. And I'm not, he's part of my world now. You become what you love. And Orpheus became the world that Rilke sang to. And my husband, Fran, is spread out in this world that he loved. So there's you're always asked to sort of stretch a little bit more. And but actually, we're made for that. There's a song that wants to sing itself through us. We just got to be available. Maybe the song that is to be sung through us is the most beautiful requiem for an irreplaceable planet. Or maybe it's a song of joyous rebirth as we create a new culture that doesn't destroy its world. But in any case, there's absolutely no excuse for our making our passionate love for our world dependent on whether what we think of its degree of health, whether we think it's going to go on forever. Those are just thoughts anyway. But this moment, you're alive. So you can just dial up the magic of that at any time.